I'm standing in Zeytoun, which is an area on the southern outskirts of Gaza City. It's an area that saw some of the heaviest fighting during Israel's three-week war in Gaza. It's very close to the remains of a former Jewish settlement called Netzarim, which became one of the main military positions where Israeli tanks and troops were deployed during the war. And this particular area was the scene of a very grave incident in which we think at least 48 members of one Palestinian family, the Samouni family, were killed in their houses. And where I'm standing now, I can see the absolutely destroyed remains of three houses and a mosque where these people were killed. I've just been inside one of the few buildings left standing, which is a very elementary breeze block two-story house. And it's quite clear that the Israeli soldiers took up positions inside the house. I say that because there are bullet casings on the floor. There are packets of Israeli food with Hebrew writing on them. And most disturbingly, there is graffiti on the wall of the house on the ground floor, graffiti in Hebrew, but also in English, that says things like, "Arabs need to die." Another one is has a picture of a gravestone that says Arabs 1948 to 2009. Another one says "Die you all." Another one says "Make war, not peace." This is all written in English on the walls of a house that it seems very clear was used as a position by the Israeli soldiers.
Have you seen any evidence of Israeli troops?
No, I haven't. I drove this morning from Rafah, which is the southernmost town in the Gaza Strip, up to Gaza City, along the main highway that runs down the length of the Strip, and there were no signs of Israeli soldiers. They seem to have pulled back much closer to the eastern border with Israel. Along the highway, we could see, particularly as we got closer to Gaza City, we could see many buildings had been destroyed, other apartment blocks had been hit by tank shells and by heavy machine gun fire. There were large mounds of earth blocking the highway that Palestinians were trying to clear away today. Large piles of scrap metal had also been used to block the highway. We know that when the Israelis were here on the ground, they cut the Gaza Strip in at least two places to try to stop. What they said they were doing was to try to stop the armed groups moving up and down the Strip. But there seems to be no sign of Israeli soldiers today.
And you've been speaking to people in Gaza. I mean, how are they feeling?
Yes, I stayed the night last night with a Palestinian family in Rafah and in the south of Gaza, and I think people are very shell-shocked. They're just coming out of their homes for the first time to see the real extent of the damage around them. They're able to go to the shops for the first time to buy food, to buy drinking water. I think people are rather stunned by what's happened. The Palestinian death toll now stands at least 1,300 dead, around 5,000 injured. The death toll on the Israeli side after 3 weeks of war was 13 dead, of whom three were civilians. I think for the Gazans this has been a terrible 3 weeks that they've had to endure and has only now just come to an end.